A number of NDSU students have been working on contact tracing during the coronavirus pandemic. Initially, graduate students in public health were trained, and that expanded to nursing, pharmacy, and other health professions, as well as with NDSU emergency management. Dr. Pamela Jo Johnson is chair of NDSU's public health department.
We initially got about 20 up and running, specifically on the case investigation and contact tracing work. And we have been tasked by the state health department to add another 100 to our ranks. We had put a call out for volunteers throughout the College of Health Professions and got about 130 volunteers overall. And so now we're trying to bring on groups of maybe 20 or so, nursing students, pharmacy students, allied health science students, and then move into emergency management students as well.
Johnson says the students go through online training, which includes videos from the state health department. She said it's important for contact tracers to establish a rapport with the people that they call.
You know, there's a fair bit of fear and a fair bit of uncertainty right now. And so, and you hear about, you know, scams going on because of, you know, COVID-19. And so you don't know who these people are that you're potentially talking to. And so being able to establish that rapport, being able to help people understand why we're calling, giving them resources or places they can check to find out who we are, and then they can call us back, I think helps to reassure people a lot.
Sargam Gamire is a graduate student in public health. She's from Nepal. Gamire says she wanted to get involved in contact tracing to improve her communication skills. She speaks several languages, and she says that's been very helpful.
When I started getting cases for the Bhutanese refugees and like new Americans, it made me feel so good because they would be so happy to talk to me and they would express all their feelings. They would vent out. They would ask me questions that I didn't have answers to. They would ask me, will the government give us sanitizers? Will the government give us this? We don't have this. We can't go do groceries. How do we do it? And they have all kind of questions, but I definitely don't have answers to all of those, but what I can do is, since we speak the same languages, I can show them how empathetic I am towards them, and I understand that they're going through a hard time, and I just try to be patient and talk to them and calm them down. So it makes me feel good at the end of the day.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.